views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Find your path to wholeness with Universe Soul Heart Radio, sensible spirituality for everyday living. Join Kathleen Johnson as she discusses how to integrate spirituality into our lives, allowing our true selves to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. Kathleen will guide listeners through such topics as Reiki, meditation, soul evolution and growth, past life exploration, energy healing, spiritual guidance, and more. Universe Soul Heart Radio. Learn to live life in balance from the ground up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Kathleen Johnson, and you are listening to Universal Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for sharing part of your day with us. I am really grateful for all our listeners, and I hope you can join us every month as we explore the concept of sensible spirituality and what it means to me and to our listeners. In a nutshell, sensible spirituality is about fully living our lives on the earth plane, while at the same time understanding and embracing our true nature, which is spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around. So that's important to remember. And also, when we begin to understand and accept that simple concept and apply it to our daily lives, something amazing happens. We actually begin to shift our perspective into a higher vibration. And that allows us to view our lives through the lens of a spiritual being living a human life on planet Earth. A shift in perspective changes everything, as it elevates and helps to clarify much of what we experience when we're in a human body. And as you know, life on planet Earth can be very, very tough. So each month's show will feature a discussion of ways that we can incorporate and bring spirituality into your everyday life, as it helps you to flourish and grow while living your life in balance from the ground up. If you need more information or if you're interested, I invite you to visit my website at www.universalheart.net, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for being here. And now, without further ado, I am very, very excited to have today's guest. Today, I have Dr. Linda Backman here to discuss past life karma, yes, karma, and how it affects our current lives. And we're talking about reincarnation. Yay! This topic is fascinating. It's very controversial sometimes, but I know that having some knowledge about this can provide new perspectives. And it can also help you live your life with a focus on spiritual growth and evolution as you navigate life on Earth. So I thought this would be a perfect topic for my Sensible Spirituality show. And Dr. Linda Backman is the perfect guest to guide us through this. She is a psychologist, a soul regression therapist, and for accessing past lives and also the between life state. She is an author whose third book is coming out sometime around mid-year in 2018, and she's an internationally recognized teacher of soul evolution. Dr. Linda Backman is an all-around amazing individual, and but wait, there's more. She's also my teacher. I've been working with Linda for about 10 years, maybe a little bit longer now. And not only is she my teacher, but she has been and continues to be an important mentor in my life and my spiritual path. So for me, this is an amazing opportunity to have Linda here today. So let's welcome Dr. Linda Backman to Universal Heart Radio. Hello, Linda.
Thank you so much. And, you know, your formal name is Kathleen, and I know you as Kathy, so we'll go back and forth with that. But truly, I am honored. Thank you for such a lovely introduction, but I am thrilled and honored to, you know, be your sort of initial guest and to share what we're going to talk about today. It's a topic we could talk for hours and hours, and I realize we don't have hours and hours, but I'm so glad to be here.
Well, thank you, and I'm delighted you're here, and you're right. You and I have spoken for hours and hours about this topic, have we not, over the years?
So, that's totally true.
So hopefully we'll be able to winnow that down to sort of the basics, the foundational aspects of this really amazing topic today, so that our listeners will get an idea of what it's all about and how it can enhance and impact their lives today. So, with that in mind, I'm aware that a lot of our listeners may need a little more information on what it is that you do, because this is clearly not a mainstream type of modality. It's not all that well known. It tends to be controversial. So I think it's important that we start with the basics, and it's always a good place to start. I think the foundation is incredibly important, and that's one of the great things about having a show like this. I love having the opportunity to shed light on these topics because it helps to bring them out of the shadows, if you will, and to bring them more into public awareness so that folks can become cognizant of how things like this, past life work, Reiki, meditation, energy work, all those things can enhance their daily lives, and they can also promote their spiritual growth and truly just make life on earth so much better and just full of joy. So, all right. When we start talking about past lives and soul regression, I would like for you to kind of get down to the basics. What can you tell our listeners about it? And specifically, what does soul regression mean, Linda? And how did you discover the work of soul regression?
Okay, good. Perfect place to start. Well, I am sure that you have listeners that range from, we might say, A to Z, and A to Z means there are listeners, just as people you work with and people I work with, who have been aware of spirituality. You know, I sometimes have people I work with who come in the door and they're very much into their adult lives, and, you know, they've been aware that they have spiritual guides, and they've known that since they were 3 or 4 years old. Mm-hmm. Then there are those other people, Kathy, like myself, so I like to quickly tell my story, because I was absolutely unaware of anything that we might call soul or reincarnation, and so it's always a perfect place for me to start. So let me see if I can make this story shorter than longer in terms of how I got into this work. So
sure.
When I was in my middle 40s, and everybody's going to, I don't care, it's all right, they're going to know how old I am. I was about 25 years ago.
Do the math, people.
So about 25 years ago, as I always say, I was truly minding my own business as a psychologist in general private practice, working with, you know, the classic range of counseling issues that anybody out there can imagine that someone in general counseling practice focuses on. And I had a colleague. We had built a group practice of psychologists and psychiatrists. I didn't know anything about reincarnation or the soul. I didn't know if I believed in reincarnation or not. Then, sadly, about 25 years ago, my original colleague in his early 30s died from a type of lung cancer, which, of course, from a human place, was very, very sad and very, very hard for his family. When he passed, literally within 24 hours of his physical dying, or we say in spiritual terms, passing, meaning the soul passes out of the body, I began to sense his presence all around me. I knew, I felt his energy. I started intuiting benevolent, comforting kinds of communication that was coming from him, which I thought was kind of strange and kind of weird.
Yes.
And I knew a little bit about reincarnation. I began to see pictures in my mind of scenes my intuition told me were past lives. So I thought, well, you know, either I need a therapist and I need medication and there's something really wrong with me, or, but I couldn't help myself, Kathy. I knew this was real. So the rest of the story I'll make very short. So I sat my husband down. He'd been my husband for 20 or 25 years at that point. He was a university professor. So, you know, grounded, formally educated, blah, blah, blah. We'd never spoken about reincarnation. And I said, I have to tell you what's going on. And if you think it's crazy, just tell me it's crazy. So I quickly explained to my husband what I was experiencing, and he gave me a calm look. So I said, well, why are you so calm about this? And then he said, which totally shocked me, he said, I guess I've repressed all these many years that when I was a child growing up, I remembered my past lives in detail. I knew they were my lives. Don't ask me how I knew. But he said to me, I never told anybody because I thought they'd think I was crazy. So that, long story made short, is that gave me the permission to go read, go study. I began to feel there has to be some truth to we are more than this life and this body.
Yes, absolutely. That's amazing. I did not know that story about your husband. That's so serendipitous, I guess. It appears that you were brought together for a reason, as are most things in life, correct?
Totally correct. I mean, yes, today, 25 years later, yes, I believe that all that was meant to happen. I was meant to be led to discover this whole path of why do we have experiences in current life? What do they have to do with past lives? How can we balance those experiences? And also, how can we embrace those experiences? So just simplistically, what I just referred to is karma and dharma. So what I came to understand, in brief, is that as a soul, the higher realm requires us to incarnate in order to learn and grow. It's just like going to school. You go to first grade, then you go to second grade, and so on. When we come into body, we have free will. We have a plan for each life, but we have free will. So sometimes we go against our plan and make, we might say, not the greatest decisions. And when we make decisions, we all make mistakes. We all, you know, I call those karmic missteps. Then in subsequent lives, we can clean up those mistakes. We can balance that karma. And that's what we're often working on in our current life.
Okay. Yes. All right. So we get more and more chances to make it right as we go through our successive incarnations, correct?
Correct.
So, all right. Well, Linda, we have a lot to talk about today. We have to take a short break. And before we break, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Easiest way is to just go to my website. It's www.raven, like the bird, R-A-V-E-N, Raven Heart, like the heart in your chest, center. So Raven Heart Center, the English spelling of center, the American spelling of center, C-E-N-T-E-R, ravenheartcenter.com.
Okay, thank you, Linda. All right, you're listening to Universal Heart Radio with Kathleen Johnson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to explore the fascinating and utterly unique story of your soul, and what the heck is karma all about anyway? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't you wish you had more joy in your life? Check out the new book by Robert Max Schoenfeld, For the Love of Joy, a 30-day adventure for creating joy in your life, because you deserve more joy, more love, more health, more abundance, and more life. Available now on Amazon. Get your copy today. Visit theartofpowerfulliving.com. That's theartofpowerfulliving.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called, to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do. For a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Hello, we're back on Universal Heart Radio with Kathleen Johnson, and my guest today is Dr. Linda Backman, who is talking with us about soul evolution, karma, and how it affects our daily lives, and what we can do to balance and clear karma in this lifetime. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Linda. So could you provide your contact info one more time for our listeners, please?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Web address is ravenheartcenter.com, ravenheartcenter.com, or just Google Linda Backman and people can find it that way as well.
Okay, thank you, Linda. Now, before the break, we talked about soul regression, and I do appreciate you sharing your story about how this all came about for you. And I have found that your story, although it's unique to you, is kind of similar among people who come to a spiritual awakening later in life, such as myself. And I just thought it was fascinating to hear your story and how spirit finally knocked on your door loud enough for you to open it. So we talked about soul regression, what it is, why it happens. And now I'd like to dive into karma and its lesser known but just as important companion, dharma. Now, we've all heard of karma, and I also know there's a lot of misconceptions about karma. Yeah. So I'm hoping that you can clear up some of those misconceptions. What is karma? Is it punishment? What the heck is it all about? So,
well, you know, if people think about, you know, if you're in the Western world, you think about punishment because we live in the Western world. We live in this, you might call it Judeo-Christian or Judeo-Christian Islamic focus. If you're in the Eastern part of the world, then most people probably know, probably all Eastern religions believe in reincarnation. So
right,
there must be something there that says, well, you know, some people aren't right and others are wrong. But so we karma basically means that as a soul, when we come into body, we have free will. We do have a life plan, and that, you know, we can talk about that if there's time today. But we have free will. We can make any choice we choose to make. Nothing is, you know, you might say set in stone. So we make choices. And when we make choices that perhaps aren't the most, we might say, productive or evolving kinds of choices, it has nothing to do with punishment. It means that we're given an opportunity to balance that. We're given an opportunity, lifetime to lifetime to lifetime to keep learning and growing. It's almost like if you don't pass, you're in second grade and you don't pass the spelling test on Friday, you get to come back to school and, you know, have an attempt at passing the spelling test the following Friday. It's just that simple. It's not punishment. So
okay. That
karma means missteps. Dharma is usually not a word that a lot of people understand. So dharma, spelled D-H-A-R-M-A, means that in a past life or more than one past life, we accomplished things. And we carry those accomplishments forward. So if we were a very capable parent, we've gained that skill. Even in life today, if we think we're not, we've gained that skill and we don't lose it. If we're a productive person in terms of abundance or a caring and generous person or a supportive person, that's our dharma. So when I guide clients to discover important past lives, they sometimes uncover karma that they can balance in life today, or they uncover dharma because they don't give themselves credit for having accomplished something in a past life.
I see. Okay. So to paraphrase what you just said, what I understand from what you said is that karma is more about balancing the scales, correct?
Correct.
Okay, balancing scales that may have become unbalanced in a previous life or more than one previous life. Dharma is the result of life lessons we have learned and done well in along the way through successive incarnations. Does that sort of sum it up?
That totally sums it up. I'll give just a quick example. I have a friend who's my age, and years ago, she went through a complicated divorce, and she decided to let her husband have full custody of the children. In later years, as those children got older, she regretted not having as much time with her children as they were growing up. Her children are now adults with their own children. She's balancing that misstep in one lifetime by spending a lot of time, a lot of caring time, supportive time with her children and grandchildren. So nothing's ever, the bottom line is that we can resolve what didn't work out so well based on a human decision we made years ago or, you know, five lives ago.
I see. So we can balance karma within the same lifetime. We can incur karma in a lifetime and balance it in the same lifetime as long as we're aware of it, correct?
Exactly. We actually can, and that's not something that a lot of people think about, that
right. That
you make mistakes in your earlier years. You can balance those. Yes, you can balance karma in one lifetime.
Yes, that's something that I think is very helpful, because I know long before I knew anything about reincarnation, when I thought of karma, I thought of punishment. Oh, you know, the old God's going to get you thing. And that's what I thought it was. And I also thought that it had something to do with an incident or episode that happened way, way back. If you did, in fact, reincarnate, we're talking like, you know, lifetimes ago, and you would never be able to balance it because it was so far behind you. But knowing what you just said, I mean, that is really comforting. That is really comforting, because we do have the opportunity at any given moment in any lifetime to balance the scales. We don't
Completely.
Have to carry this baggage.
It's sort of about we are powerful, not powerless.
Right. And yes, I get that.
We're so taught to be powerless, you know. But absolutely, we make the choice to balance the scales.
And that's why this type of information can be so helpful, because it opens up a brand new way of looking at things, of a new perspective that helps to shed light on how we can live a more intentional and evolutionary life, which is wonderful. Now, I know that karma does show up in our lives. And what I'd like you to do, Linda, if you can, is give us some examples of how karma can show up in our lives today? What kinds of instances or issues can we have that could be related to karma?
Well, the range is huge and broad, and I can, you know, I can actually use myself as an example. I've studied a lot of my past lives, and I think it might be important, whether it's this segment or the next, that we can talk about how can we validate what we suspect are our past lives, because that's a question I get a lot. How do we know what we think happened or where we think we lived occurred? But so I know that I have one predominant life, but actually others that feed into it, where I was more into my own needs. I was an adult. I was married. I had children, and I was focused on my own sort of social status and position. This is maybe about 150 to 200 years ago. And I didn't take enough time to focus on my primary romantic relationship and my children. And so that I brought that karmic, you might say, option into my life today. And it's almost like I was given the choice. Well, so Linda, what are you going to do with this in love today? Are you going to be avoidant of certain commitments that you've made? Or are you going to focus, and you might say, and be accountable for your commitments, which is something that I've learned through the work that I do, that we might say the higher realm, call that whatever you want to call that,
yes.
God, the source, great spirit, we're expected to be accountable. So I realized I was working on that in my current life.
Okay, I understand. I also have had quite a few past life regression sessions with you, and I know that issues that I have dealt with in my life have been revealed as having past life origins. So I know different, like a physical mark that I had actually started to disappear after a past life regression that I had, because I deleted and cleared the karma from that lifetime. And so like you said, the range of, issues, challenges, manifestations, symptoms, whatever, is endless. It's almost as broad as the human condition, truly. So there is a lot that can be learned and achieved through working on past life regression, deleting past lives that no longer serve, and of course, balancing karma. That is incredibly important for our spiritual growth in today's lifetime, because as you said, we are being held accountable. And as a huge proponent of personal responsibility, I think that's something that is much needed in today's world, and something that I'm really glad that Spirit holds our feet to the fire on. So, all right. Now, I want to continue talking about this. This is all really helpful and just endlessly fascinating for me. So I want you to hold that thought about karma and how it shows up. And I also want to talk a little bit about free will when we come back. But we need to take another break, a short break now. And hard to believe, but time flies when we're having fun, I think. And I know I'm having fun. So I'm Kathleen Johnson, and you're listening to Universal Heart Radio. When we come back, Linda will continue educating us about your fascinating soul and its journey through lifetimes. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hello, hello. We're back on Universal Heart Radio with Kathleen Johnson. And just so you know, you can reach me through my website at www.universalheart.net or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. And I always look forward to hearing from listeners, and I look forward to hearing from you. So have at it. I have Dr. Linda Backman here today, and we've been talking about soul growth and karma and how it affects our current lives and how knowing the signs and taking the steps to clear karma can enhance your current life. Now, Linda, before we went on break, we were talking about karma and how it manifests in one's life. And we touched briefly on free will. That pesky free will, that really can trip us up, can't it? So I'd like you to just expand upon that a little, talk about how karma shows up for us and how free will comes into all this.
That's a great question, Kathy, and I'll just make this sort of both grounded and just minimally esoteric. So as I share what I've learned, I'll just say to the listeners, what I'm sharing is what I've learned from 25 years of guiding clients week in and week out. I don't tell the clients about the information. They tell me. And so what I believe is true is that this planet we call Earth, as souls coming into body on Earth, we were given free will, meaning we were allowed to make choices once we arrived in body about how our life would be. Now, granted, we can't change our gender or our skin color or some kind of physical anomaly that is congenital, and so I realize certain things are not free will. But the bottom line is, I'll just say the higher realm, call that what you want, wanted to see, could this Earth community or humanity evolve if we had free will? So free will means I can make any choices that I want to make.
I can take care of my neighbor who, I have a neighbor who actually has a foot problem and can't walk. I can pay attention to that neighbor and take a meal over there a couple times a week, or I can just ignore my neighbor and do nothing about it. And that's kind of a silly example. But so we choose steps we take in our life, just like I chose to stop being a conventional psychologist and move into this work. But people might wonder, so how does our karma show up? How do we know how karma occurs? And in a simplistic way, our karma shows up in sometimes physical challenges. I've had people with past life issues that show up as signs in their body. It might be an unexplained pain that you have for 10 years and you go to 6 doctors and nobody can explain it. And at times that pain, that symptom is related to a past life. Mm-hmm. It might be something that shows up in our emotions. It might be, you know, we've always wanted to be, this is another simplistic example, but we've been a CPA for 22 years, but we really always wanted to move into studying to play the violin. Mm-hmm. And every time we experience some beautiful music that we recognize as violin music, and we probably capably played the violin in past lives, we have these huge emotions, but we're ignoring that desire. And so we need to pay attention to our emotions, pay attention to our bodies, and lastly, pay attention to our relationships. Those people that you instantly connect with, and here's the one that sometimes people forget, those people you just feel completely uncomfortable with, in both cases, those are usually past life experiences of people you've known before. So everyone, tracking your past lives, think about your body, your emotions, and your relationships, and therein you find your past life experiences.
Okay, yes, and I know from my work doing past life regressions, because I learned from you, what I found is that people frequently have great attractions to, or conversely aversions to, certain time periods, certain places on Earth, the different geographical areas, and very often I've learned that those are a result of some type of past life influence. For example, excuse me, I have always been fascinated with ancient Egypt. So I'm pretty sure that I've had at least one past life in ancient Egypt. Even as a kid, I was just fascinated by the pyramids and everything I could learn about ancient Egypt, the gods, the goddesses, the desert, everything. And there are certain places on Earth that just the thought of them makes me go, ugh, like shudder. So I'm willing to bet that there is probably some past life residue there as well. And I've also noticed that in my clients over the years. So I think that's important too, to, like you said, to pay attention to these things that you just kind of take for granted. Oh, I've always liked this, or, oh, I've never liked that. But then you ask yourself, why? Why do you think you've always liked that? Or why have you never liked that? And when you start to dig a little deeper, that's when it gets really interesting.
Well, and I think just to tack on a couple quick comments to that, Kathy, that might mean see if you can get to know that person more deeply that you sort of feel uncomfortable with, or take the plunge, and it, you know, doesn't have to be necessarily as far away as Egypt, but take the plunge and travel to the place that you shudder about, because there's probably something that needs release. I think about karmic balance, karmic release, karmic deletion. There's probably something that needs to be let go of if you're brave enough to, you know, step forward and, you know, either go to that place or go spend a little bit more time with that person that you feel uncomfortable with.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because I think as humans, we tend to run from that, which makes us uncomfortable. But from a spiritual perspective, that may be what exactly we need to move toward in order to balance the scale. So that is a really good point, and I appreciate you mentioning that because we, you know, we're humans, and we tend to avoid discomfort no matter how it comes up for us. So that I appreciate you mentioning that. I think that's really good to know. And also, when we start talking about all these things, I know when I first started learning about these types of issues and topics and possibilities, it just became a little disconcerting, and everything I had believed and my values and my, I guess, my belief system was very shaken when I first started stepping into this way of thinking. So it got a little bit scary, actually, but I think what's comforting to know is that we always have help throughout our lifetimes. Isn't that right?
That's always. So totally true. And then the question would be, so where does that help come from?
Right.
And that help, from my vantage point, comes from two different places that are very closely related. So I have no doubt that all of us have spiritual guides. I say that because spiritual guides show up in the regression work that I do with clients all the time. And even when the client isn't even expecting that spiritual guide to show up. And we might say, so who are our spiritual guides? Our spiritual guides usually are souls with whom we've shared lives, even if we haven't shared lives with those souls in hundreds of years. But almost always we don't have a spiritual guide that isn't a soul we have familiarity with from a past, and it's usually more than a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and all these topics are slightly complicated, when we come into body, when we're born as a baby, we bring a slice of our soul energy into our body that causes us to live and breathe. But we don't bring 100% of our soul energy because, as I've learned from clients, it would basically blow the circuits of the human body to bring 100% of our soul energy. So we bring a slice, think about a slice of pie. The remainder of our soul energy is our higher self that is in spirit at all times. As we grow and evolve, our higher self also serves as a guiding force, along with our spiritual guides that are external to us as an individual soul.
Right. Okay. That's exactly what I have learned over the years, too, that, yes, as you said, if we were to bring all of our soul energy into our human incarnation, as I've told clients, we'd probably explode. We would not be able to contain that kind of energy in a human body. So we do leave a fairly large portion of our energy, our spirit energy, soul energy, in the spirit realm. And we decide what we're going to need for any given lifetime based on the type of lifetime we've selected for ourselves. And that's what I have come to learn. So, and because we are just rocking along here, we're talking about things that are just endlessly fascinating, I'm going to skip the last break so we can just keep on going, and I'm sure that's okay with you, right, Linda?
It's perfectly fine. It's great.
Okay, so we're going to keep talking about spirit guides and our spiritual team. Like I said, it's comforting to know as we're going down our path of spiritual growth, that we always have help. And also knowing that that help is available and even more importantly, easily accessible. Speaking for myself, when I accepted and understood that we always have help from spirit, it made all the difference. The best part is that it's easy to connect with our spiritual team and that they're always willing and waiting to help us. But here's the caveat. We just need to ask. And why? Because of free will, baby, right? We need to ask. They are not going to interfere unless we say, okay, this is what I need from you, and be specific and ask. That's what I've learned. So, Linda, I think our listeners could benefit from learning more about our spiritual teams and perhaps how to connect with them. It's certainly not hard to do, and it can be incredibly beneficial as we move along through our lifetimes. So who are our spiritual guides?
Yeah, I think, you know, one piece that I certainly found extremely important years ago, you know, I thought to myself, well, I'm not intuitive. I don't know how to tap into my intuition, because
right.
it's mm-hmm. through the use of our intuition that we can tune into our spiritual team. So I always just like to help people think about intuition. So just quickly, when we're intuitive, some of us get intuitive information through pictures in our mind, or what we call in fancy language clairvoyance. But some of us aren't so much into visual images, even in an intuitive sense. So I think it's important for listeners to think about, some of us are very tapped in intuitive to emotions. We can either feel the presence of a guide through something we feel emotionally. We can tap into somebody else's emotions, which we have to learn how to, you know, what to take in and what to not tap into. But I know I can pick up sometimes on how my adult daughter is doing. And, you know, that doesn't mean she lives in my house, because she doesn't. So some of us are emotional, we might say emotional sponges, but trust your emotions, everybody, and tune into, is that the presence of my guide? Is that the presence of a loved one on the other side?
Yes.
So we also get physical signs of guides, a ringing in your ear, a fluttering of your eyelid, a pressure on your right side, sometimes when guides are trying to get your attention. And lastly, but really important, so we live in a mental world. We live in a culture that, you know, pushes us to be very thought-oriented. Guides talk to us through our thoughts. So also trust your thoughts, and don't think you're just making up your thoughts. But we have more than one guide. We always have a lead guide. We always have kind of the spearhead, or the what I sometimes call our soul, S-O-U-L, guide. And then we have a team of guides. Mm-hmm. Some of those guides might be loved ones that have crossed over. Others are simply guides with different specialties that are assisting us because of something that's going on in our life, or something we're working on. So, and for people, you know, don't expect necessarily to get a visual image. If you sense your guide is male, looks female, that's great. You might just sense a color. So trust all of your intuitive capabilities. I always think that's really important.
I think that's incredibly important, Linda, because I know that just working with clients for as long as I have now, there are some who simply are not visual. They have difficulty visualizing, and they look upon that as a handicap. And yeah. I'm like, there's so many ways to access our intuition. Visualization is only one. And I've taught these clients and students that, my goodness, just because you are having some difficulty in visualizing does not mean your intuition is defective. Not at all. Everyone has very clear and capable intuitive abilities. It's just a matter of tuning into them and allowing our egos to sort of step aside for a bit and let the intuition drive the bus for a change, right?
So, Kathy, I love that you said that. That's so important to get your ego out of the way.
Exactly. We need to get out of our way. Now, that is not to say the ego is evil or anything like that. Absolutely not. We need the ego. We need it to function in our 3D world. It is a necessary part of being human. However, it's a matter of who's driving the bus. There needs to be a balance. And ultimately, I think it's more important for our intuition to be driving the bus, because it never, ever steers us wrong. Whereas the ego does, again, free will, So yes, that's I think that's really important to mention, that just because someone has difficulty with one of the clairs, the clairsentience, claircognitive, clairvoyance, clairaudience, there's so many different clairs, does not mean that their intuition is defective. They are likely very adept at accessing their intuition in a different way. And it's just a matter of discovering the way for them.
Well, and I think, too, that if each person listening, if you think about, do you tend to lead with your mental, your thinking side, or what we call the left hemisphere of our brain, then you're probably what I call claircognitive.
Mm-hmm.
If
yes.
you tend to lead, you know, we all have different personalities and even soul orientations, but if you tend to lead with your feelings and you're a very feeling oriented kind of person, nothing wrong with that, then you're probably clairsentient.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know I am, although I do visualize, speaking just for myself again, I do visualize, but I consider myself to be more clairsentient. I do have feelings, and I also get the thoughts. So it's claircognitive as well as clairsentient. And I also hear, you know, the information that I need, clairaudience as well. So, yes, it's not that we can be intuitive in only one area. Most of us are usually intuitive and have abilities in several areas. Some are just stronger than others because that's just the way it is, but it's okay.
I think it's about trusting. You know, it took me years to learn to trust my intuition.
Yes, and I think a lot of people, you know, struggle with that. Linda, I know just in my practice when I work with clients, that is one of the biggest hurdles, to trust their intuition, because something will occur, they'll have some kind of epiphany, if you will, and what they do sometimes is just talk themselves out of it. Because,
exactly.
That can't be right, you know, so they will just talk themselves right out of what they truly know is the right path. And yes, learning to trust it is key. And I think that's another reason why I really love having these types of discussions and putting the message out there that, yes, you can access all this information. Our spiritual realm wants you to access this information because they truly want to help us. They want to guide us. They want us to do well. They want what is best for us and what is in the interest of our highest good. And all we have to do is relax, accept, and trust. And easier said than done, but once we move over that hurdle, it all falls into place.
Well, and I think just to tack one quick thing onto that, Kathy, what you're saying is our guides and our higher self, our soul self, will put experiences under our nose for a reason. And
yeah.
If we just trust that the experiences, whether it's, you know, me discovering this type of work 25 years ago, that was there for a reason. I had free will to choose to follow it or not follow it. So if we trust even those things that might seem disappointing, like, you know, being laid off from a job or just something, even more complicated things like the experience of, and I'm not going to go too far into this, but I realize it's a big topic, but years ago, I had a baby born prematurely. This is many years ago, and live a short time and die. Very, very difficult human experience.
Yeah.
As I started uncovering my past lives and I started looking at my purpose in life today, that experience led me not only to balance some karma, but it led me forward to go back to school and to learn to become a psychologist and to study death and dying. And I would say every experience in our life serves a purpose.
Absolutely. And that is something else I always tell my clients, to the point where probably ad nauseum. Oh, here we go. Everything is purposeful. And I mean everything. the universe, spirit, source, however you wish to address all that is very organized and in perfect order. So we just need to, once again, accept and trust that. And everything is purposeful, and everything is being done in the interest of our highest good. But the stumbling block, again, is, as humans, our version of the highest good is always, well, frequently, quite different than spirit's version of the highest good. So if we just allow spirit to take the wheel, our intuition to take the wheel, and drive that bus, we can certainly save ourselves a lot of heartache and problems. Now, Linda, I can't believe it, but we are almost out of time. I can't believe it. We've almost used up an entire hour. So very quickly, I know you have an event coming up very soon, and I'd like you to share that with our listeners. So if anyone is interested, they will know how to access that.
Okay, good, good. Well, people go to my website, ravenheartcenter.com. They'll discover a lot of things on my website. I am about to teach a new course with a group called the Shift Network. And I'm actually going to be teaching a 7-week course that is focused on how do you discover your karma and your dharma? How do you discover how it shows up with your emotions, your physical body, your relationships, and how do you release it? How do you understand where it comes from, what it's related to, and then how do you let it go?
Okay.
And so that course is listed on my website. It's the easiest place. People can find me on Facebook. I'm actually just Linda Backman. People can find me there, and there's all kinds of other information and books I've written and that sort of thing. So, yeah,
yes,
ravenheartcenter.com.
Yes, you're easy to find. I know that for sure. So, Linda, thank you. This has been a fascinating adventure into the workings of spirit and our souls, and for sharing such great information. And I also want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today with me, Kathleen Johnson. I had a wonderful time, and I hope you all did too. If you'd like to contact me, you can visit my website at www.universalheart.net. All my info is there. You can check out my services and sign up for my newsletter, too, if you're interested. All right. Our next episode will be January 9th of 2018, and we'll be welcoming in the new year and with great guests and topics to help you find your own path to wholeness and wellness from the ground up. Enjoy the holiday season. Take care of your energy, and we'll see you in January. Thanks again. Good night.
You've been listening to Universe Soul Heart Radio with Kathleen Johnson. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and nourish your spirit, mind, and body. Kathleen Johnson draws upon her extensive knowledge of psychology and human behavior to facilitate healing and explore the concept of sensible spirituality. For more information on Kathleen and Universe Soul Heart LLC, or to listen to past shows, visit her website at universesoulheart.net.